Imagine, just picture this for a second. A 102-year-old veteran, right? And he has no idea, like zero clue, that he qualifies for this significant financial benefit.
Wow.
Right? And we're not just talking about, a small amount here. This is a benefit that could truly make a world of difference, especially in those, those later years. And unfortunately, this was the reality for a gentleman named Robert B.
Oh, wow.
And this really underscores why we're doing this whole deep dive today into the National Association of Veterans and Families, NAVF for short.
MAVF, right? Yeah.
So their website, it's pretty striking. Right off the bat, they hit you with this bold statement: $30,000 tax-free,
Yeah.
specifically for senior care.
Yeah, that definitely grabs your attention.
Right. I mean, that's a figure that should make anyone kind of sit up and take notice.
Absolutely. Especially, anyone who's caring for for aging parents, grandparents, veterans and their family, that's huge.
Especially when you think about the costs associated with senior care these days, it's astronomical.
Yeah, it really is. And what's interesting here is NAVF doesn't just sort of say, hey, these benefits exist. They actually guide veterans and their families through what can often be a really overwhelming process, like actually securing those benefits.
Because it's not always, a walk in the park, right?
Not at all. It can be incredibly complicated.
And that's something they emphasize, on their site. They even use the phrase confusing and complicated process. And I think that really resonates with a lot of people, right? Because it's that feeling of like, where do I even begin?
Exactly. And it's essential to clarify that $30,000 benefit, as outlined in NAVF's materials, it's specifically available to wartime veterans and their spouses.
Okay, so there are some eligibility requirements.
Right,
So
exactly.
it's not just every veteran, every family.
Right. And wartime isn't always as straightforward as it sounds. It's determined by very specific periods of conflict, designated by the Department of Veterans Affairs.
Okay, so already we're starting to see like these layers of complexity emerge, right?
Absolutely. And that's just one piece of it. I mean, the application process itself, it can be really a tangled web of forms, deadlines, and requirements. It's a lot to navigate.
Yeah. I imagine it can feel very, very overwhelming, especially if you're not familiar with all that bureaucratic jargon
Right.
and the processes.
It absolutely is. And it's really unfortunate, but a lot of veterans, they get denied benefits simply because they don't have all the necessary paperwork.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like their discharge papers, the DD-214. A lot of veterans don't have them or don't realize how important they are.
Interesting. So it's not even necessarily about like not qualifying for the benefits. It's about navigating the system correctly.
Exactly. And that's a big part of where NAVF steps in. They act as these expert navigators, essentially. They help veterans gather the right documentation, make sure they meet all those deadlines, and ultimately present a really compelling case for their eligibility.
So they're not just connecting veterans with information, which is incredibly valuable in itself,
Yeah.
but they're also actively advocating on their behalf, making sure, like you said, nothing slips through the cracks.
Exactly. And it really drives home the message that there's a lot of veterans out there who, even decades after serving their country, they don't even know what they're entitled to.
Yeah, you start to think about how many veterans are out there, right? Millions, and probably a good chunk of them either don't know what benefits they're eligible for or are so overwhelmed by the process of even trying to figure it out that they give up.
Oh, absolutely. And that's where I think NAVF's approach is so effective. I mean, they're not just, sitting back and waiting for veterans to come to them.
Right, they're being proactive.
They're reaching out, working with communities, building those partnerships. Like, remember we talked about their collaboration with the Florida Veterans Foundation?
Yeah, it seems like those kinds of partnerships are key to really expanding their reach.
Absolutely. And then you couple that with their online presence, raising awareness. It's a multi-pronged approach, which is impressive.
And it's not just about, being aware of the system. It's about, like we were saying before, actually being able to navigate it.
Yeah.
And to do that effectively, sometimes you need a helping hand. And I think, that's what struck me about the Neal family's testimonial. Remember, they used the phrase, what was it, diligent and expedient support when describing NAVF.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And to me, that really speaks volumes about the organization's commitment, right? Like they're not just giving you information and then saying good luck. They're really in it with you, helping you through every step of the way.
Yeah, absolutely. Empowering veterans, not just informing them.
Exactly. And it makes me think about, we've been talking a lot about what NAVF does, but there's also that question of how, right? Like, how can people who are listening, how can we contribute to this mission beyond just, you know, being aware of it?
And that's a perfect segue, actually, because there's a section on their website, the Pay It Forward section, that really stood out to me because it directly addresses that.
Oh, interesting. Tell me more about that.
So it's like they're saying, look, supporting veterans is a collective responsibility.
Right.
It's not just up to, you know, organizations like NAVF. We all have a role to play.
Okay. I'm really liking where this is going. So what kind of, you know, concrete actions do they suggest? Is it mostly about donations? Although I'm assuming, of course, those are always welcome.
Of course, donations are essential for any nonprofit, right? But this Pay It Forward section, it goes way beyond just financial contributions. They encourage people to get involved,
yeah.
Volunteering their time.
Oh, okay. Like in what ways?
Well, it could be anything from, you know, assisting with outreach programs, mentoring veterans, or even something as simple as like donating your time at a local veteran's home.
So really emphasizing that, you know, even those small acts of service can make a difference.
Exactly. And they also really highlight the importance of advocacy. They encourage people to, you know, contact their elected officials, write letters to their local newspapers, you know, raise awareness, make sure veterans' voices are heard.
Because at the end of the day, it's about creating that systemic change, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that requires, well, it requires more than just individual actions.
Absolutely. It's about turning that awareness into action, which is so powerful.
I love that. Turning awareness into action. And it actually makes me think about the way their whole website is structured. I mean, It's very user-friendly. Even though they have a ton of information on there, it's well-organized.
Right. It's not overwhelming.
Like, you've got the benefits section, which seems like a logical starting point for anyone looking for specific types of assistance. And then you have spread the word. And that's all about, like we were saying, engaging the community, advocating for veterans.
And sharing those stories that can really make a difference.
Right. Because then you've got the news and testimonials section,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, like those stories we were discussing earlier, really showcase the impact. They put a face mm-hmm. to the mission, right?
They do, which is so important.
And then you've got, of course, upcoming events, which I know it's been a bit challenging with the pandemic, but hopefully soon they'll be able to offer more of those opportunities for, you know, in-person connection and support. It's impressive how they've managed to pull all this together, you know, created this incredibly comprehensive resource. But at the same time, it's not like intimidating.
Right. It's not overwhelming.
But it's very accessible. It's easy to navigate.
It's very approachable. Yeah. And I think that speaks to, you know, their deep understanding of the veterans that they serve. You can tell they've really thought about how to best meet their needs. And I mean that in a very sort of holistic way, not just practically, but emotionally as well.
Because that emotional component is so important, right? It's not just about, you know, the forms and the deadlines and the bureaucracy of it all.
Mm-hmm.
It's about, you know, restoring that sense of dignity.
Excellent.
Making sure that these individuals who've sacrificed so much, they feel seen, they feel heard, they feel valued.
And that's what I was going to say. I think that's really where the power of NAVF lies. It's that unwavering commitment to not just advocating for veterans, but empowering them.
Empowering them to advocate for themselves.
Exactly.
And to know that they're not alone in this.
And to feel empowered to, you know, ask for help when they need it.
Exactly. And that's a big part of what we were talking about, right, with the Pay It Forward section. It's that reminder that, you know what? We all have a role to play in this.
We do. It's about fostering that culture of gratitude, right? Like understanding that the true cost of freedom, it often lasts long after the battle's over.
You know, it's interesting because we have these conversations about veterans' benefits, about advocacy, and it's easy to get kind of, you know, lost in the weeds.
Sure.
Right? The complexities, the challenges, the sheer scale of it all. But then you have a story like Robert B's, and it brings it all back into focus.
Humanizes it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because for decades, this gentleman, he went without the support he so clearly deserved. And the only reason was he just didn't know. He didn't know it existed.
Yeah.
And his story, it's not unique. There are countless others out there just like him.
So many, yeah.
And that's a powerful reminder, I think, for all of us
that
our work here is far from finished.
Absolutely not. It's an ongoing process.
It is. So for anyone listening, you know, whether you're a veteran yourself, a family member, a friend, or just someone who, you know, cares about honoring those who served, there are things you can do. There are tangible steps you can take to make a difference.
Absolutely.
And it starts with, you know, start with NAVF's website, go there, explore the benefits section, get a sense of what resources are available, and then spread the word.
Mm-hmm.
Tell people.
Right. Share that knowledge.
Exactly. Because you never know who might need it. And then think about, you know, donating your time, your resources, however you can contribute. Reach out to your elected officials. I don't know. Advocate for policies that support our veterans. Because these things, they all make a difference.
They do. Even those small acts of kindness, you know, they have this ripple effect. Picking up the phone, calling a veteran in your life, just offering a listening ear, lending a hand. Those things matter more than, I think, sometimes we realize.
It's about showing them that they're not forgotten, that their sacrifices are remembered and they're appreciated.
Absolutely.
Well said. We've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive. But as always, the journey doesn't end here. Take what you've learned, continue to explore these resources. And most importantly, you know, find your own way to pay it forward.
Mm.
Until next time, keep learning, keep questioning, and keep the conversation going.